and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel.
What's up, Double B?
It's a rare Friday morning where we have nowhere to go. We wrapped up our high school tailgate tour responsibilities and our pep rallies are done.
It's weird because we did that yesterday and I felt like yesterday was Friday.
I know, all day, right? Let me tell you how I woke up this morning. You ever wake up discombobulated?
Yes.
Every morning.
It happened to me this morning. My alarm went off and I jumped.
And you didn't know what was going on?
Yeah, I was confused.
I woke up and it was weird because I woke up on a different side of the bed and y'all... There was a stranger in my bed when I woke up.
What?
Yeah.
There's a stranger.
Basically. I look over. I'm like, wait, who is that? Well, because my wife typically doesn't sleep in my bed anymore because she's been sleeping with Kai, you know, like.
A stranger.
Forever. So last night was the first night that Kai decided he wanted to spend the entire night by himself. He had the stars on the ceiling and the sound going in the room, and he was trying to be a big boy, and it caused a little bit of emotion because, and I think we've addressed this, there was a point where he was about 3 years old. Like he slept by himself, the infant stage, all that stuff. About 3 years old, he stopped because he got sick. Mom laid in the bed with him that night and he never wanted her to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But now he wants a new computer.
Oh.
So he wants to be a big
motivation.
Boy. That's the motivation 100%. So last night he's like, I'm going to try. And there were some tears to start. And we went into the living room and we heard him crying a little bit and whining more so. I don't know, Mom. Then we started to get sad, and then he fell asleep.
Aww.
And my wife had a breakdown.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, she was like, this is so weird to not be in there. And she's like, I would have never thought that last night was going to be the last night that I laid in the bed with him and all that.
Because it feels like you're not needed anymore.
She went through that.
Mm-hmm.
And she started to have that, oh my gosh, I'm kind of sad that she was like, if I would have known that last night was the last night that I would lay in the bed with him, I would have probably appreciated it more and all that. So this morning he woke up around 4 o'clock, he had to pee and he walked in there and I'm like, hey buddy, we're so proud of you. And he had this big smile on his face. And I said, do you want to go get in the bed with Mom now? And he said, no, I'm going back to my room.
Aww.
So anyway. It's one of those parenting moments.
Yeah.
It's a milestone moment. He's 9 years old and finally slept by himself.
I say let him appreciate the room he has now because once that disappears, it's bad news.
What do you mean?
Sleeping by yourself is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, David went back to that. He went back to his parents' house. He loved it so much.
I know, dude. Best feeling ever.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today's Friday, November the 2nd of 2018, and we're heading into homecoming weekend for Arkansas State University. Now, the Student Activities Board has their homecoming parade that kicks off at 6 o'clock this evening on the campus of Arkansas State at University Loop. Then tomorrow, it's the homecoming court and the crowning of the new king and queen. That takes place at 1:30, followed by kickoff for A-State football at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
A Tennessee man who murdered two people in 1984 was executed yesterday, becoming the first inmate in the last 5 years to die in an electric chair.
And last night on Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Oakland Raiders 34-3.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I guess it happened.
You fell down the steps at Brooklyn.
Oh, you
and
did.
And I laughed.
Because it was so awkward and everybody
else.
But I
do laugh in awkward situations. So.
But in the tweet, this is what got me. The guy said, no one came over to help her because that's what you do in those situations. And I was like, is that what you do? Because you only bring attention to the issue if more people are stopping by to go and talk to her and help her out. And if you don't, then you all kind of ignore it and you're just like going about your business.
I disagree. You help.
I don't know what you do in that situation.
I would help.
I don't think I could because I'd be laughing too hard and I wouldn't want them to see me laughing. Because if I saw somebody face plant on the treadmill and then it shot them back, because
yes.
You know it would shoot them backwards and they had treadmill burn, there's no doubt I'm going to laugh.
Dude, I'm not getting out of there because I would be laughing so hard. There's no way.
Okay, what's the age limit? Because there comes an age where maybe that's not as funny.
I think it all depends on situation.
Okay, so if the woman is 45 years old, is it funny?
Maybe.
If it's Kelly, is it funny?
Of course,
yeah,
y'all.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Y'all would let me just keep hitting my face on the treadmill if
bam,
it was me.
Bam! Bam! So over the age of 60, maybe not as funny.
I think you go over and help at that point. But if it's someone Kelly's age, my age, your age, whatever, I think you just Let it go. Idina Menzel, Let It Go, like it's frozen.
There you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So it didn't take... Why did you do that?
Nothing.
Why did you do that? Nothing. I want to know, full disclosure, why did you just nod your head when I said that?
David, why did we do it?
I don't think Ariana is her name.
I don't think so either.
Oh, I do that every time, don't I? Ariana. Well, okay. Love you, Ariana. Well, here's the whole thing. It didn't take long after her breakup with Pete Davidson for things to get a little ugly. So, of course, Pete's on Saturday Night Live, and they do promos every week before the show. And he did this one promo with Jonah Hill and musical guest Maggie Rogers. And here's what it sounds like.
Hi, I'm Jonah Hill, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Maggie Rogers.
Hey, Maggie. I'm Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You want to get married?
No.
0 for 3.
Well.
Yeah, so he says 0 for 3. So it kind of seems harmless, but Ariana didn't like it. So she kind of clapped back on Twitter, and this is what she said. For somebody who claims to hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh?
Oh.
Thank you. Next.
That's kind of not.
Now, it's already deleted, so she deleted it, but it kind of looks like it just kind of hit her the wrong way.
Yeah, and maybe it's too soon to joke about stuff like that. Hey, gotcha gossip on something that, I hate to bring this up, because it caused a big issue last night for one member of the show. We actually have audio from inside David's bedroom last night. This is what was happening. David is upset. Because the situation from Jersey Shore is now a married man.
What? Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you wanna have fun and do something, if you wanna have fun and do something.
Yeah.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you wanna have fun and do something, if you wanna have fun and do something.
So anyway, the story is that the situation is a married man before he goes off to prison. But David was a big fan, you know, and he's kind of sad because he thought that maybe one day, you know, they could be buddies.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does that mean no more GTL?
I guess.
No more gym tan laundry?
Well, you think it's over when you get married?
It might be for him. You know, I mean, you don't know.
Everybody relaxes a little bit.
Yeah.
But congratulations to the situation.
And we got you gossip on some movies out this weekend. The big one that everybody's been talking about, the biopic of the band Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, coming out today.
Yeah, that's a good one. How about this? You like that one, David?
It's good.
So that movie's out today. Of course, Queen had so many different big hits. Like this one.
Another one bites the dust.
And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey.
Like this one's a big hit as well. This one's a big hit too.
We will rock you.
But the whole name of the movie is based on this song right here.
Oh.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
Okay.
Galileo!
What is happening? Hey, that movie, obviously Queen's a little before our time. I knew the music, but I didn't really know the personalities as much. The movie looks pretty interesting.
It does.
It does look pretty interesting. Now, it's sitting at like a 60% of Rotten Tomatoes, which isn't too bad. You know, I always go by my Rotten Tomatoes score. But that movie's out this weekend, and Mike Myers is actually in it, which is kind of funny because in Wayne's World, they sang that song in the car.
Yeah, they did on
Rhapsody.
Yep. Yeah.
So he has like a fun little cameo, I heard. So anyway, that movie's out
Way
this
to
weekend.
Spoil it.
I'm not trying to spoil anything. I'm just letting you know. I'm not trying to spoil anything.
You did spoil it. It's like telling me that Alice is going to be in the Brady Bunch movie. Alice is supposed to be a surprise in the truck.
That was the most random example. Brady Bunch.
Of all things you could have spoiled.
I'm just saying. There's some things you don't give away.
Just, I don't even know what to say after that.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, every school does their Red Ribbon Week. where it's kind of alcohol awareness and drug awareness and things like that. And these kids in Louisiana got an up-close look at alcohol itself. And I guess the person who was involved in this was just trying to make them aware of alcohol because it is alcohol awareness.
Right.
Anyway, so police in southern Louisiana got a call Monday about a dangerous driver on the highway. And they wound up following the car for a bit all the way to the elementary school parking lot because it was the assistant principal at the school.
Oh, my God.
On the first day of Red Ribbon Week, who was there for the alcohol awareness and was driving with about three times the legal limit of alcohol in their system.
That's awful.
Yeah, yeah. She got arrested for driving while intoxicated and careless operation. There's no word on whether or not she still has the job, but I mean, she was raising awareness for the kids, you know? Just trying to set an example.
Right. Thank you, David. That's great. Great advice. You know,
I actually read this deal that involves alcohol in schools as well. What you get when you mix English class with alcohol? Tequila Mockingbird. Boo! Tequila Mockingbird. Boo! Do you get it?
Yeah, unfortunately, here, this is me underneath the table. I'm embarrassed right now.
I thought that was a good one.
Especially the delivery when you have to reiterate the punchline. That's not how comedy is supposed to go.
Tequila Mock. Tequila.
In case you didn't understand it, let me say it again.
Oh, man.
And there's even more proof
that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're in the studio this morning. Our K-Fine High School tailgate tour run. The pep rallies are over. But, man, we ended with a huge note at Walnut Ridge.
It was awesome. I mean, so much energy. Probably more energy than any school I've ever been to.
We had this meeting afterwards. It's kind of like the wrap-up meeting on the entire pep rally tour. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, every school this time was really good.
Yeah.
Because now they kind of have an idea of what to do. And they've heard the other schools do the thing with us. So now they're like, we got to be better than them.
Yeah, you don't want to get outdone.
So Walnut Ridge was one of the final schools that was chosen for this season. And they knew they wanted to kill it.
Yeah.
And they killed it.
They did. The entire time. Before we even got there till the second we left, it was full-on energy.
And they were singing basically every song that came on the radio. Like, they loved Dan and Shay's Speechless.
I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that
They loved Florida Georgia Line and Cruise.
Radio song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
We even played Big and Rich, and they sang every word to Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Cause I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise.
So that's going on. In the middle of some commercials, I look over, and the football team, the dudes, started singing this one. And then they came to us and said, hey, could you play a song? And, you know, sometimes requests are like, well, what song do you want to hear? I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be something that we're playing, like Sam Hunt or something like that. And they said, could you play Country Roads? And I'm like, wait a minute, like the old one? I think I even said the old school one, because I thought, is there a new rap song or something that I don't know about? And they sang every word to John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Each country road, take me home.
Every word.
To the place.
And honestly, that was my favorite part of the entire tailgate. It was awesome. If you haven't seen the videos, we have the videos up. They're still there for now. They're on my Instagram story, but they're only going to be there for a few more minutes. I need to go save those two.
Yeah, you should. And then repost them.
Yeah, because they're really good. Anyway, Brandon on KFIN. If you're on Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, that's how you find me. Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
And I'm David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David's been thinking about direct messaging Aaron Carter this morning because Aaron's going to be on campus later on today. Now, it's just an A-State performance, so David's not even invited unless I get him in.
What? What do you mean?
You don't know this.
He's his biggest fan, Brandon.
Here's what David doesn't know. Unbeknownst to David, I sent an email 2 days ago. Yeah.
Are you being serious?
I'm trying to work it out for
you. I'm telling you, if Aaron Carter walked in right now, David, what would you do?
I don't know what I would do.
He would start like maybe doing one of his raps.
No, you can't. You can't have a rap battle with Aaron Carter.
Dude, that would be so awesome.
he was your first favorite. He was your first.
He was my first. He was my first CD. He was my first dude from way back in the day, man. I got his CD.
So he's going to be here tonight, by the way. Man, I think he's actually, awesome. I think he might be staying in town too, David.
Hey, you think I can go to Aaron's party?
For those of you that don't know, that's the name of a song.
That was his album.
I wish you could see his face right now. Get your message ready, but I've already reached out. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay, we're going to do this.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Friday, November the 2nd of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sherry Matthews of Morrilton. Love from Carrie and Callie and Cam. And they listen through the app, so shout out to the family there. It's pretty cool. Sherry Matthews celebrates it. Julie Milnes of Jonesboro has a birthday. Leah Cofield going to A-State. Happy birthday. Ryan Bain of Jonesboro. Jake Fisher has a birthday today. Kim Provost, friend of ours, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Kim. Elizabeth Montgomery, 30 years old in Wynn. Autumn Campbell from Wynn has a birthday today. Another friend, Amy Pickens.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Celebrating today. Martha Brewer of Manila has a birthday. All right, celebrating tomorrow, Ricardo Guerrero of Jonesboro has a birthday. Jennifer Massey celebrates tomorrow. Megan Swindle from Hoxie. Abby Beard of Truman turns 25. We have Ray Matos from Truman celebrating. Roger Wilson has a birthday tomorrow. River Hosselton of Paragould turns 9. Mia Tubbs of Tuckerman turns 7. And Brianna Hurley of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, Aaron Hathcock of Paragould. Brandon Jones, who's from Jonesboro. Misty Adams of Jonesboro celebrates. Marsha Isbell of Jonesboro. Michael Swindle of Jonesboro. Aaron Neely from Marion has a birthday coming up on Sunday, as does Ashley Story from Hoxie. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Y'all, is it getting hot in here to you?
What?
Because Nelly has a birthday. He's turning 44. What?
You think I should?
Oh, you should.
You think I should?
You should.
Kelly, should I?
Do it.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here. It's so hot. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want my clothes on. Oh, it's getting hot in here. It's so hot. So take off.
What about Nelly with a country hit?
Oh, dude, mm-hmm. I love this song.
With Tim McGraw?
So bad.
Man, that's good, isn't it?
Takes me back.
And another country hit with Nelly.
My window down, my seat back, my music up, we ride. Her legs up on my dashboard, that's just the way I lie. Hey, country girl, this country boy, like everything about you. Don't change a thing, no way, you stay the same, I got you. I like soul.
Anyway, happy birthday to Nelly. I've actually been to a Nelly concert, y'all.
Me too.
The one here?
Yes.
Dude. At the old convo?
Yes.
I remember that. I wanted to go.
It was
so
a scandalous
bad concert.
It was a scandal and it was packed.
Yep.
We did an after party, attention members and guests at the 501. Did you come to that?
I actually met you that night before the show for the first time.
Wow.
There's your little tidbit, everyone.
Moving on.
Nelly is worst y'all's link. All right, David Schwimmer turning 52. That was Ross on Friends. Bobby Dahl from Poison turns 55.
Don't need nothing but a good time.
That's good stuff right there, too.
Michael Buffer turns 74. He says something I legally cannot say.
No, go
I
ahead and say
get
it.
Sued.
You can say it here.
No, yeah. I don't want to get sued.
We'll just record it.
Let's get ready to...
You can't say the rest of it.
Yeah, see, that's where we have to stop. Yeah. On Saturday, Kendall Jenner is 23. Colin Kaepernick turning 31. Kathy Kinney is 64. Mimi on The Drew Carey Show. Yeah. Roseanne is turning 66 tomorrow. On Sunday, Trishelle Canatella
you
is 39.
You used to love her, didn't you, Brandon?
Gosh, shut up.
Uh-huh.
How did you know that?
I just did. Because okay. Trishelle was kind of the vixen, yeah.
She was the one I always wanted to bring in for our MTV events, and I never got to bring in Trishelle. But I'd ask about her every time.
Yeah.
I wanted Tanya and Trishelle.
Is Trishelle there?
Is there any way I could pay more money to get Trishelle?
Oh, that's classic. Bethany Frankel turning 48. Diddy, he's 49 years old on Sunday. Matthew McConaughey, 49 on Sunday.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. And Ralph Macchio
will
be 57.
And who was he?
He was Danielle in The Karate Kid. Or Daniel. Daniel, okay, full disclosure.
I've never seen the show. Get out.
And I could have sworn that said Danielle.
I apologize. You said he was Danielle.
I didn't mean it. He was Daniel.
Get him out.
Daniel what?
This is unacceptable.
LaRusso.
Daniel what, though? What did Mr. Miyagi call him? You have no idea.
He was the Karate Kid.
Daniel-san.
And when you think about the Karate Kid, and you think about Ralph Macchio and Elizabeth Shue.
You have to play the song.
Yeah, I think so. Give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Martha Brewer, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Two locations in Jonesboro, and of course, right here from your home for all your fun country stuff. That's us on K-Fine. I love this song right here.
I know it.
One more time, y'all want to sing it?
David especially.
David.
I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of
God. I'm a tad bit offended that he doesn't even know the song.
I know. You and I are like swaying and singing, and he's just looking at us like we're dumb.
I don't know the words.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, I am so excited for you because one of your favorite annual shows is a month away from today.
Oh, what is it?
The Victoria's Secret. See, there I go. I messed up. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
You can't say that. You know my wife doesn't let me watch
that. You told me that you DVR that and wait for her to leave town to watch it.
That is not true. I watch it here.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I'm kidding.
Kelsey, I have some late work at the station.
I'll be there in a minute.
Anyway, we all know that Brandon loves that show. Yeah. But some good news, Kelsey Ballerini is going to be representing country music and performing on that show. Now, others performing are going to be Bebe Rexha, Halsey, Rita Ora, Shawn Mendes, the Chainsmokers. And oh, wow. Kelsey has done some collaboration with the Chainsmokers before. Ooh. Called This Feeling.
Yeah,
and that's going to be really good. So they may do that one.
Let's try that on for size. How about this?
They tell me think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their hands at my neck.
I like that song. Plus, by the way, Bebe Rexha follows me on Twitter.
I've never heard you say that. David, have you?
Is that breaking
news? No, I've never heard that once in my life.
Again, the show is a month from today on ABC, December 2nd, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
All right, so my favorite artist of all time is a guy known as Garth Brooks, right? He's awesome. And he told us he's going to be going out, and he has two big stadium shows he's already talking about. The first one, if you want to go see the first Garth show, it's going to be March the 9th in St. Louis at the Dome at America's Center. The second show is going to be in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium. Again, these are football stadiums that Garth Brooks is headed to. The first two shows in March, and he'll tour for a number of years. He's saying he's going to basically do 2 or 3 years worth of touring, but all in big stadiums.
Can you imagine a stadium with all Garth Brooks fans singing along?
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm putting in my vacation day right now.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going with you.
Yep, we'll go together. Yep, all three of us. And the Pistolanti's, big news on them. Their new album is out today. It is called Interstate Gospel, and we've called kind of fallen in love with the songs that have come out in the past couple of weeks. You know, it's a band that features Miranda Lambert, and the song itself, Interstate Gospel, is a pretty good one, too.
These church signs that light up these roads that I roam, they're leading me closer, they're calling me home.
So that's the title track of the album, and I haven't heard all of it, but I've heard quite a bit of it. The one I like the best is Kelly's favorite.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
It takes a judge to get married, it takes a judge to get divorced. Well, the last couple of years, spent a lot of time in court, got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wanted something new, then I wanted what I had. I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got me an ex that I adored, but he got along good with a couple.
That's it right there. It's the Pistolanti's, and that album is out today if you want to check it out. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So can we do a little behind the scenes?
Yeah.
If you work at a radio station and you get to work early in the morning, you're like, oh man, I don't really have time to make breakfast early in the morning. So anytime somebody has food, basically the door opens very quickly.
We get excited. Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's bring people in.
Hey.
And there's a new business that's going to be opening up on Monday that we're really excited about. And actually, we're going to be on location Monday morning doing our full show at Chicken Salad Chick. A new restaurant that's going to be in Jonesboro on Parkwood. We're excited to be over there. And I think the reason I'm most excited is because I've had the chance to sample the food, Kelly.
Really?
Yeah. Have you had the chance to sample
it? No, I've seen pictures, and just looking at the pictures, my mouth waters.
Yeah. So, well, I've had the chance to sample it on a couple of occasions.
Oh, well.
Including at the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction. Okay. And the food's really good. And we're going to be there live on Monday morning. And there's tons of giveaways that are going to be happening all next week that we're going to talk about. And we brought in Melissa and Eve this morning from Chicken Salad Chick. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
We're great.
Great. So glad to be here.
So let's talk about like the whole idea behind, hey, let's open this business. Let's do this brand new franchise in Arkansas. Oh my gosh, we open on Monday. Like, does that even seem real?
I can't believe it's already here. It's so exciting. We have the best team. They've been practicing all week and training. They cannot wait to serve Jonesboro Monday morning.
So, but you guys have been really busy over the last couple of weeks, serving different parts of the community and charities and organizations. It's like you guys are already going full force and the doors aren't even open yet.
That's right. We are trying to introduce Chicken Salad Chick to the community and let them taste it and try it. We've sponsored some fundraising events where we've been able to take our chicken salad and let people try it. And it's just been exciting to already dive in and get connected to the community.
So at the Signature Chef's Auction, you know, I got to be out there and host that. So I walked around and talked to everybody. And I think you were one of the surprises because most people here hadn't had the chance to try the food yet. But when people came by and they had the chance to try the different chicken salads that are available, and there's a bunch of different flavors, 12 different flavors, and they had the chance to, like for me, taste the croissant that was with it, and then to taste the pimento cheese, it was like everybody was talking about Chicken Salad Chick at the chef's auction.
It's so exciting to see people try it for the first time, and they just light up, and they say, oh, I love this. This reminds me of what my grandmother used to make, right. Or, oh, goodness, what's in this? It's so delicious, because we have all these different flavor profiles, whether you like traditional, fruity and nutty, spicy, or savory. Everyone has their idea of what's in the perfect chicken salad, and I know we have one for everybody.
And I didn't realize there were going to be so many different flavors because I think, like, you know, my grandmother would have made chicken salad, but it would have been probably the same way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You could truly go there every day of the week for multiple meals and have a different type and flavor of chicken salad.
That's right. So we also have pimento cheese. We make all this fresh every day, and we have egg salad too, and we have delicious sides, and all this is homemade. And we have classic salads, green salads, and turkey sandwiches as well.
So we'll go ahead and tell the truth. Eve lived next door to me at one point, right?
I'm sorry, Eve.
So we were
it was
out,
so fun.
We were at the chef's auction, and she's like, I want you to try the pimento cheese, right? And I remember as a kid, my grandparents eating pimento cheese, and you made the face, right?
Yeah.
Because like to some people, they think back to like what like grandparents, and it wasn't always the best. The pimento cheese that you made me try was probably the best I've had in my entire life.
It's wonderful. It melts in your mouth.
And what was it? A spicy?
Spicy pimento cheese.
It was really, really good. And that was the thing that I realized as I was sampling the different ones is there's so many different options. And you can have the pimento cheese either as a standalone deal or you can have it on a sandwich, right?
Right. You can have white bread, wheat bread. You can have it toasted. You can have it on a croissant. You can have lettuce, tomato. You can even add bacon. It's good, and it's thick. It's so yummy.
It really is good. So, again, they open on Monday, Chicken Salad Chick. They're going to be on Parkwood right near Academy Sports. We talk in the promos and stuff like that as we're getting ready for this big grand opening. We've talked about giveaways. And I kind of thought that maybe Melissa and Eve had lost their minds when they were telling me what was going to happen on Monday, because there's people who are going to show up on Monday when the doors open, and they're going to get free Chicken Salad Chick for a year.
That's right. The very first person in line gets free chicken salad for a year. Every week they get a pound of chicken salad for an entire year. And the next 99 get a free pound every month for a year.
So we're going to line up 100 people. The first 100, they all get free stuff coming up on Monday. That's for the grand opening. But it's not like the giveaways end just on Monday, though. Because we have stuff all week, right?
Yes, all week, every day, Monday through Saturday. So Tuesday, the first 50 guests at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Get a free Arctic tumbler. So it's this awesome stainless steel tumbler with the chicken salad chick on it.
Ooh, is that it?
No,
that's not it.
This is not the right one. Tumbler.
She was trying to Vanna White. Hey, look at this. Oh, wait, this isn't the right product.
She messed up.
So no matter what day you come, there are great giveaways. We've got coolers one day, koozies, free drinks, free meal upgrades, just all kinds of fun things.
So if people want to find out more, I know we can go to chickensaladchick.com and you can see all the different items that are going to be available. Again, they open to the public on Monday at 10 a.m. We're going to be out there all morning. But you also have social media accounts, local social accounts that people can go to kind of see what's happening in the store and the building going up and all of that. What's the easiest way to find you on social media?
Well, our Facebook page is Chicken Salad Chick Jonesboro.
Right.
And then our Instagram page is also, it's Jonesboro Chicken Salad Chick.
Gotcha. I encourage you, especially if you love chicken salad, if you're hungry like me, like right now, you want to go check this stuff out. And let's talk about catering. I know that, Eve, you were telling me that there's some catering stuff going on where you're trying to get the food out there to businesses and parties and making it easier so people don't have to prepare their own food. Chicken Salad Chick is there to help.
Yes, everything that's on our menu, you can also have catered. We do delivery, and no order is too small. We can work with any budget. We have platters, platter sandwiches, just anything that's on the menu we can do. We also have some great assorted fruit salads and strawberry platters.
So really all kinds of stuff for the catering as well. Any special deals with catering right here as we kind of do the launch phase?
Yes, if you place an order today. If you place an order today, on Monday when we deliver it to you, we will bring you either free tea or free lemonade.
Boom.
With your order.
I'm telling you, you're going to want to be there early. And again, the grand opening is on Monday. Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right near Academy Sports. And ladies, we appreciate you all coming by this morning.
Thank you so much.
We love being here.
And we'll see you Monday morning because we're going to be live on location with Chicken Salad Chick.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Chicken Salad Chick in the studio this morning, and I'm about to eat it.
Well, I'm going to say there's like three different kinds, and they brought crackers and all the utensils we need. We can open it up right here.
Again, they open up on Monday, and the first 100 people all get free food.
Yeah.
So again, the first one, the first person in line on Monday morning when they open the doors at 10 o'clock gets free food for an entire year. One pound per week. And then the rest of the 99 people all get a pound a month. Free.
Looks good, too.
And it really is good. Find out more at chickensaladchick.com. Hey, I saw this deal talking about, because we're kind of almost to the holiday season already, and they were saying that only 37% of people plan on going to stores for Black Friday. And that blew my mind. Because I was remembering when that was the deal.
Yeah.
Where it seemed like 75% of the population would go out to the stores on Black Friday morning.
Especially when we were growing up, that's what we did after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, did you ever do that here?
No. I have not done that in years and years and years.
See, we did that either once or twice, trying to go out looking for like a TV special or something like that. And I remember, you know, we pulled up at the mall and you're like, oh my gosh, there's people everywhere at every entrance to the mall because stuff was going to be opening up. Mm-hmm. But they say a lot of people these days are going to be doing their shopping online.
Online.
My wife, we have a new rug in the house. Mm-hmm. She didn't go to the store to try to find the rug online.
Yeah.
Shipped right to the house. You don't have to hassle with people.
It's nice.
You don't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it now. Because forever, I was like, I'd much rather go into the store. Like, I think you still, for me, I need to go into the store for clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see it, feel it, touch it.
I don't want to have to send it back.
Yeah, because that feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea that you can just, you know, order, like, the computers and TVs and all that stuff online.
Modern time.
It's changing, isn't it?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw photos from a pretty neat deal. If you remember, the Brady Bunch home was for sale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like the exterior, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the Brady Bunch members wanted to get it, and then other celebrities wanted to buy the home. And come to find out, the crew from HGTV ended up buying that home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to go in, and they're going to restore it, make it a big television show. But there's photos out of all of the Brady kids outside of the house. Which it's like them now,
yeah,
40 or 50 years after the show was done, but them all outside of the house. It was their house when they were kids.
I bet that was really emotional for them.
I bet so. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that so-and-so looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty cool photo. You can check it out.
So did they ever actually go in that home that's being featured? Did they ever like take pictures outside that home beforehand?
I've never seen them in front of the house.
They would only show the picture of the house like right before the episode started.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, have they ever all been there together? That's kind of strange to think about.
Yeah. So yeah, the scene, because so many of the scenes from the Brady Bunch, including the big famous one where Marcia gets hit in the face with the football, they were all on the back porch.
Right.
The backyard thing. Yeah.
So kind of wild though. The Brady Bunch returns to the Brady Bunch home.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Brandon, you better clear off your DVR, and you better send your wife out for a girls' night out on December 2nd. And the reason you should do that, it's because it's the 2018 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
I'm excited about this one, y'all. I'm excited. I believe Kendall Jenner's going to be back.
Uh-oh. Is she?
And Gigi Hadid, I believe.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, you already know a lot about it. Would you like to tell the story?
No, it's just
okay. Just making sure.
Man.
So Kelsea Ballerini is going to be representing country music and performing on the holiday special. Now, other people performing are Bebe Rexha, which, by the way, she follows Brandon on Twitter.
She does.
Halsey, Rita Ora, Shawn Mendes, and the Chainsmokers. And we don't know what Kelsey's going to sing yet, but earlier this year, she did team up with the Chainsmokers to do this song right here called This Feeling.
That's good.
They tell me think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got the
David told me this morning he was so excited to see Kelsea Ballerini on the Victoria's Secret stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I am.
Again, the show is a month away from today, December 2nd on ABC.
Thanks.
Hey, Garth Brooks is talking more about the stadium tour. We gave you the news that he's going to take a number of years and do a couple of big stadium shows per month, right? Well, we know the first two. The first one is in St. Louis at the Dome at America Center. That's going to be March the 9th. And then on March 23rd, he'll be in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium. So if you're a fan of Garth Brooks, two big stadium shows already announced for 2019.
And there's some big news out today on the Pistol Annies because their new album is out. It's called Interstate Gospel. And I think we've all listened to it over the past couple of weeks, the songs they start to release, the videos that come along with that. And then we kind of get... oh, I like this new album, yeah, including their new song, Got My Name Changed Back, which might be my favorite one.
It's fun.
It takes a judge to get married, it takes a judge to get divorced. Well, the last couple years, spent a lot of time in court. Got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wanted something new, then I wanted what I had. I got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah.
That is fun.
Well, I got me an ex that I adored, but he got along good with a couple of roars. Got my name changed back.
Pistol Annies.
That album is out today. It's called Interstate Gospel. Go check it out.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV this weekend?
Well, I'm kind of excited about the first one. It's officially out right now on Netflix, the sixth and final season of House of Cards.
What?
How are they going to wrap everything up with Claire Underwood as the lead?
Yeah.
Because Frank Underwood is not really going to be featured.
He's done.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a wild one. Hey, today's also WWE Crown Jewel, WWE from Saudi Arabia, including the return to the ring of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
There you go.
That's on WWE Network. It's actually happening this morning.
And we were talking about Saturday Night Live. Jonah Hill is hosting that. Yeah. Pete Davidson's going to be on there as well. Maggie Rogers, the musical guest. And Pete, of course, asked Maggie to marry him. And That didn't go over too well.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, the New England Patriots hosting the Green Bay Packers.
And we That's good.
Yeah. That'll be a really good game, actually.
Those are, yeah, and the big quarterbacks in football.
Yeah, that's probably awesome. The two biggest in the league right now. Yeah. But you also have Supergirl, God Friended Me, The Walking Dead is on, Charmed, NCIS Los Angeles, and Madam Secretary on all this weekend.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget Arkansas State Homecoming is tomorrow. The Homecoming Court and the crowning of the King and Queen around 1:30. Kickoff at 2:00. Get your wolves up.
Oh!